One's a vegan. The other's a cripple. Oh, it doesn't matter what they are. The show sucks. You're listening to Rant Speak. Rant Speak with Sumerian. Sumerian. And Smokehouse. Rant Radio Talk. Talk. Rant Radio Talk. Talk. Rant Speak.
Rant Radio Talk. Talk. Rant Speak. You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up?
You know that feeling? That the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it.
You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight, and it feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
Good evening. Welcome. Welcome to Rant Speak. I'm just going to turn up and get all the volumes all good here so I can deal with it on my end here. Just turn myself up a bit. It's Sunday night. Well, where I am anyway, and it's time once again for the evening edition of Rant Radio Talk. It's Rant Speak with your host, Sumerian, myself. My name is Sumerian. And Smokey, who I'm going to give a call to right now. Bring him up on Skype. And if you want to call in on Skype, you can at the end of the show. And the Skype name that you can call and use to call is Rant Radio. Oh, wow, the music's really testy tonight. I think I've got Smokey too loud. Hello, Smokey, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm just getting the levels all good again because, Sean came over and fucked all the levels up because he borrowed one of my microphones and didn't bring it back, so I had to switch all the microphones around.
Oh, he came over, huh?
Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know.
Okay.
You tell me.
Are you trying to get a joke out of that or something?
No.
Oh, okay.
Never mind.
Okay. Wow, the levels are all crazy here. Is your mic up a lot?
It's up a lot.
It's up a lot. Okay.
It must be on your end because when I look at it through my audio software, it peaks.
Oh, okay.
So it's up a lot.
Okay. Maybe the volume of the music's just really loud tonight. It's just misbehaving.
Misbehaving? Yeah.
So how are you doing tonight? I think you're all delusional, aren't you?
I am lucky to be here.
Were you thinking of not being here?
I was pretty sick.
Oh, really?
Pretty sick.
Like vomiting food sick?
Yeah, vomiting food sick.
Well, that's pretty sick.
But I can't, bitch, because I brought it on myself.
Yeah, what did you do?
Well, I was with a client for like the last day and a half.
Well, that's good. Making money's good, right?
And this client happens to be the owner of a strip club.
Ah, I see. Some fringe benefits there.
Yeah. So I was at a strip club for like an entire day.
Wouldn't that get a little bit boring, maybe?
Well, you would think it would until the owner walks up to you and gives you like a pile of ones that would choke a horse.
Oh, yeah.
And then says, go play with the girls. So,
do they appreciate ones?
Yes, they do.
They appreciate anything you give them, huh?
That's what, you've never been to a strip club before?
Only a couple times.
Oh, that's right. You guys have coins.
Yeah, we wouldn't be. See, the problem is the lowest denomination we have in paper bills is $5. And they're thinking of getting rid of those. So strip clubs are going to be pretty expensive up here soon. granted, it is only $5 Canadian.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, still. It's quite a bit. Yeah. You can only do it a couple times.
And, I mean, you can't give a coin to a stripper. I mean, what do? Put it in a slot?
Bend over. I got to put this in.
Yeah, it just doesn't work. And the best part about this club is it's under 21. So if you're a teenager, you can get in.
What?
Yeah, because there's no liquor. And it's just crazy as hell.
I can't believe that. I thought it was a restriction based on because there's nude women on stage.
No, the restrictions, you have to be 18, but the restrictions are based on liquor.
Oh, I see. That's an interesting kind of strip club then. That's probably pretty unique.
Yes, it's a lot of fun because...
It gets the clientele from 18 to 21 then.
Yeah, and most of them are people that have never seen, you know, a naked woman in the third dimension before. So it's really funny to watch them.
Oh, I bet.
Eyes get all big, and it's just crazy. And what's even more fun is the girls that come in, just the women that come in to watch.
Right.
They're just nuts. They climb up on the stage and start dancing, and it's crazy.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Anybody who says men or pigs obviously has never been to a strip club.
Yeah, the women get a lot crazier.
Because guys just sit there, you know, and we watch.
Yeah.
But women, like, take their clothes off and jump around, and they're just... It's almost disgusting.
Craziness.
Yeah, I left the house at 3 in the afternoon my time yesterday.
Yeah.
I got home 2 hours ago.
Whoa, and you haven't slept the whole time.
Well, I got a little bit of sleep, not too much. You know, sleeping on somebody's couch doesn't count.
No, not really. No.
Not really.
Not very comfortable, huh?
Yeah. Peoria's a party town. We don't close.
So this place is open 24 hours a day?
No, but I mean, the town is open pretty much 24 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as we got done at the strip club, which closed at 3 a.m., we went drinking at 6 a.m.
Oh, my God.
And we drank until like 2 in the afternoon and then took a nap.
Oh, wow. So you're all fucked up then.
Yeah, well, I've had some crackers and I'm feeling a little bit better.
Had some crackers. That's all Smokey needs is a little bit of crackers and he's ready to go in the air.
And that's the only thing I can keep down.
Well, it's soaking up all the liquid in there, huh?
Oh, there's no liquid left, man.
it's you're dry. You're dry.
Yeah. I am the desert. And nothing is more frightening when you have to go, being a webmaster like I am.
Yeah.
When you have to go talk to the strippers, because we had some high dollar strippers there, you know, like national features, and they're so pretty, it's frightening.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you're the webmaster for the strip club then.
I'm the webmaster and basic technical geek.
Yeah.
Because they have all the music on computers and stuff like that.
Oh, I see. Well, that's a pretty pretty good contract there then, huh?
Well, it will be when they start paying me. So,
right now, it's just the fringe benefits.
Right now, it's just the fringe benefits. But I know the guy, so it should be okay.
Well, that's good. That's good.
And it's weird, because you have to ask him for pictures. You have to go up and talk to him. And they're just gorgeous. And like, I'm the lowly webmaster, and you could squash me, but I need this.
You know? I got to take your picture for the website.
Stuff like that. But that's what I was up to all week.
Wow.
All weekend.
That's not bad at all then.
Well, it wasn't bad then. It's pretty bad now.
You're paying for it now.
Oh, I feel awful.
So let's go through the IRC. Because they like that. They love that.
They do. And there's a lot of them this week.
Yeah, not bad at all. 80 in there. Dyslexic atheist. I'm just going to read out the ones that have been talking. Dyslexic sure. Atheist, Amec, Gluco, Snake, Decoder, Mendeville, Joel, DeFortian, Jibcat, and he says he's going to phone in later because mm-hmm. our regular Purden is not here tonight.
Actually, I got a private message from somebody else and he wants us to phone him.
Oh, very cool. Okay. More the merrier.
Okay.
Ricky Rocket, Tribal Monkey. That's about all on my screen. Asylum Boy. There we go. Good enough. And if you want to phone in later, anybody out there listening, the Skype username is Rant Radio. Imagine that. And we do it at the end of the show. And you just give me a message in the IRC that if you want to phone in, because we don't use Skype to do the messages because it gets all mixed up. And don't mm-hmm. phone me on Skype because you're not going to get it. I have to phone you to get you in on the conference.
Exactly.
So if you could post the link to our website, the RantSpeak website, so people know where to download the old shows if they want to listen to old shows. old moldy shows. And our forum, if you want to say something about the show in the forum, just tell us we suck or something. And if you want to send in your pictures to Rant Radio, you can send them to info@rantradio.com. And I actually updated the pictures this week and posted some rules there for pictures because I'm sick of getting pictures with... I got another picture with somebody with a mask on.
Oh, that's great.
So I'm like, no. Not going to put it up. So no photoshopping, no masks, no fingers. Please put a shirt on. I'm not posting any more people's pictures with no shirts on. I try and crop them up to the neck so you can't tell there's no shirt on.
Unless you're a girl, then we'll do it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's totally different. These are rules for guys, right?
Nobody wants to see your pasty man tits, okay?
Please, especially not me. And I have to look at them, and I have to open up this picture and go, oh, my God, not again.
I just pimped myself out and pasted the link to the strip club I work at.
Oh, okay, there you go. So if anybody's in the Peoria, Illinois area, please drop in and see Smokey giving strippers $1 bills.
That's right, they're not even mine. That's the best part. It's like that South Park episode Cartman Land, you know?
Oh, yeah.
He buys his own park and gets to ride all the rides for free. That's what that was like.
Excellent. Sweet.
And
if you're from overseas, like not North America, or not U.S. Or Canada, you can also get on the long-distance listeners list. Info@rantradio.com, of course. And also, if you want to just kind of help us out, you can tell somebody about Rant Radio. But if you really, really want to help us out, what can they do, Smokey?
I wasn't paying attention. I was reading the IRC.
Okay.
If they really want to help us out, they can give us bandwidth.
Yeah, that's the big thing we need. Because if we don't have bandwidth, people can't hear us, and it all kind of goes downhill from there. So we really need bandwidth. So if you... And it can't be residential bandwidth because, well, we'll bleach dry. It has to be like a school or an ISP that you work at, or if you have a place of work that has a lot of bandwidth.
We did get a little bit, but we need some more.
Yeah, we got a little bit of help. Thank you very much to the people that donated this week. Some bandwidth, but, you know, we're always in need. We always need
more bandwidth.
And we need DJs.
We do.
We're getting lots and lots of DJs, lots of new shows coming up this week. This week and next week.
Yeah, one of them, the Mark and Daryl show, wasn't on today because they couldn't get connected.
Oh,
because the talk station's being a bastard.
Oh, was it doing it then? Okay.
I don't know. I wasn't here when I got the message.
Oh, so. No. What happened? Yeah, he messaged me as well, and then he said he got it fixed. So.
Oh, so it was on?
So I think it was on. I was busy doing stuff. I was doing afternoon today.
I was busy puking, so I didn't.
So we were both out of the office.
Yeah, I was out of the office recovering from my bender. Thank you.
But it sounds like it all went well.
Yeah.
So good luck. Good luck for them.
One show that didn't go well was the Atlantic Bitch Slap.
Oh, what happened?
They just decided not to prepare.
Oh, what did they do? Just go the whole episode or what?
They did until I made them stop.
Oh, okay.
Which was and the levels were all messed up, and
it was
kind of funny because I was trying to get in the IRC, but I couldn't get my window right because it got lost on my TV out. You know how when a window gets in the wrong place and you can't grab it?
Yes,
makes you nuts. I finally got that fixed, and I knew people were bitching because I got ICQ and somebody told me. And the funny part was when I come to the IRC, like six people go, oh, shit. They knew the hammer was going to fall. It's pretty funny.
Oh, boy. So they need to just get some practice in and get some research and get some material before they go on next time, I guess.
The demo was all right, but it's like, okay, we'll just take our first show off.
Yeah.
So
we'll just pretend that didn't happen then, huh?
I think they're gonna do it pre-recorded from now on.
Okay.
And I'm gonna move them to a different day.
Okay, well, that's all good then. So you have any news that you wanna talk about, Smokey?
News. Well, we're gonna have a new show starting this week.
Oh.
Called the Cup of Joe Show.
Nice.
With your host Joe Vecchio. He's a blue collar worker, and that's what he likes to talk about. Unions and blue collar working and how your boss screws you over and stuff like that.
Nice. People always want to hear about bad workplaces. That's always fun to hear.
It's pre-recorded. He does shows on Thursday and Sunday. The show on Thursday will be at 6 p.m. Pacific. I don't know where I'm going to put the second one yet. I'll have to decide.
Oh, so we don't even have that up on the schedule yet. This is like brand new.
Yeah, I'm a little bit behind, you know, doing the space stuff.
Doing the puking.
And hanging out with strippers, yeah.
Well, that's probably a better alternative than sending me email.
Yeah, absolutely.
Email. I would definitely choose that over sending email.
Oh, yeah. It's like, do you want to send an email or go look at tits? Well, okay.
Let's see.
Go look at tits for free.
Exactly. So, we've got a awesome episode of Tales from the After Now tomorrow. It's called The Magnetic Moment of Muon. Or Muon.
Okay.
Muon. So let me just... You don't have that in yours. I'm just going to paste it into the IRC here.
Of course it's not in mine.
It was a late edition. So there we go. Right. So if people want to do some research on that before they listen to it tomorrow night, there is the title of the show tomorrow night. Monday, 8 p.m. Pacific time. The season finale of The After Now is not tomorrow, but it's the week after.
It's the week after.
Sean does read the forums and does listen to your suggestions. Now, this is going to be an amazing episode. And he recorded this one that's going on tomorrow night and the one after, already done today. So I would have enough time to work on it, a full week. And definitely light your candles for this one and put your headphones on. The episode is called Something Bad Has Happened. So it's going to be really, really good. Of course, I was able to listen to it a couple feet away, and oh my god, it's amazing.
Some people are actually still kind of pissed off that he hasn't picked up where he left off with last year.
Yeah.
He sort of left it at a cliffhanger, and he hasn't gotten back to it yet. And I had people complain. I'm like, well, you're getting something, all
right. That's
Come
right.
On.
That's right.
And truth, you guys don't care what it is, you know? He can, like, talk into a box for an hour and you guys would listen to it. It doesn't matter.
So, yeah, this is sort of like a prequel, this season three, right?
I would assume that's what he's trying to do.
Yeah, because it's sort of right now, but a little bit ahead in time right now, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what he has planned for season four, but... Season 4 is going to be really good because he's going to record them all at once and do them all before I get them. And then it's all going to be done all at once, so it's not going to be a rush thing.
Yeah.
He's going to be recording it over the next 3 months for Season 4.
I was lucky enough to get to talk to him for a few minutes, and I think I got him all straightened out on his how to manage his time.
Managing Time by Smokehouse.
So I think he'll, you know, when he's not running from the law, he'll have a better...
better time of managing his time, huh?
Yes, that's right. Better grip on managing his time.
Yeah, excellent. No, these two episodes that are coming up, one tomorrow night and the one the week after, will blow your mind, okay? Just a forewarning. Definitely get your candles out, light them, and definitely put your headphones on for this one and for sure the next one. Because you'll miss all the nuances that are in the background if you don't put them on. There is a rant meeting for people in BC. This is an impromptu one. It's not the scheduled normal one. The people in Port Coquitlam are getting together. Purden, Modokai, Fergie, Pyrenex, Denium, Soltrance, and Zeph are going to be at Cafe Addictions. Suite 101, 3242 Westwood Street in Poco. And I will be there, and most likely Sean will be there. He says he's going to really try and make it down. But since we didn't have very much time to have a little bit of warning, you know, about 6 days, Sean's schedule is very, very hectic. So he's going to really, really, really try to make it down there, but he can't promise anything.
So is there a time when this meeting is supposed to start?
Oh, sorry. Yes, 6:30 p.m. And
okay.
all this is going to be posted in the forums as well.
That's when, at 6:30 p.m. is when Sean will leave to go to the
You got that. No, he's going to try and make it on time.
Which means he'll show up about 9:30 when you guys are pissed and leaving. But that's okay.
It should be fine. No worries. And so if anybody from the Abbey crew or the Vancouver people want to head down there, that's an impromptu one if they want to check that out. Also, of course, Rant Media is going to be at Las Vegas for DEF CON 12. Lots of people going down to that from Rant. You can check the forums for that as well. There's a post in the forums, and it lists all the people that are going to DEF CON 12. I think there's about 20 right now from the Rant crew all over North America. And many, many, many more are going to go for sure because it's a very, very big thing, DEF CON. It's very popular.
And if anyone wants to finance my broke ass, I'll go too.
For sure. Somebody would probably. If anybody's near Smokehouse and is going to... It's a bit expensive. I think it's like $80 for a ticket.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a tad expensive. It is 3 days, and that does not include hotel, so you have to pay for a hotel in Las Vegas. So it is a bit of a...
Hotels in Vegas are cheap, though.
Yes, because they know that they're going to make your money off of the gambling. Like, they get you in on the hotel, you're going to spend it all on gambling. Ah, patrolling with Sean... Okay, go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing with you. Go ahead.
Mendevil brought up, what about patrolling with Sean Kennedy? Yes, the meat of patrolling, that's a new TV show coming out from Sean Kennedy and myself. The meat of it is filmed. We're going to be doing the mixdowns of it very soon, the effects and stuff, and we're just filming little bits here and there. And it should be out starting, I believe, mid-May.
Speaking of new TV show, we have a new TV show.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Hack TV.
Yeah, and this comes from the people who did Binary Revolution Radio.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was. Yeah.
Saint Dog and who else is in there? The guy who did Radio Freak America.
That's right.
So, cool. And the one who doesn't like me.
The one who doesn't like me. But yeah. He likes you enough that we're going to have this show on Rant TV.
And it's so funny because I couldn't get these guys, you know, to put their pictures on the schedule page because they wanted the anonymity that they're posting this TV show.
And you can totally see that, like, they're right there.
They're right there.
Especially like, in the intro, like, they pause their face and it's so funny.
And their name is right there. It's like, okay. Way to go, Mr. Incognito.
Yeah, no kidding. And one of them's even at work. When they have, it's so funny. It's a good show. I watched the whole thing and I wasn't bored or anything. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was real good.
So that's going to go into rotation. I'm going to put the link up in the news on the Rant TV site. So that's very exciting. Always getting new shows. New shows are good.
New shows are very good.
And speaking of new, I'm going to give a treat right now for all the Porn on Beta fans. We recorded a song yesterday and I was so excited about this song that I mixed it down immediately.
Immediately?
Yeah, this is a cover of a song. Oh. And it's going... Before the album for Porn on Beta is released, we're going to release, I think it's 5 or 6 cover songs on the website. To get everybody excited. And these covers, they're all great covers. And so this one is by George Michael, originally. Oh. If you can believe that.
I know which one it is. Yeah.
Do you? Okay. Well, it was on the Porn on Beta site. It's been on there for a while. But
you mentioned it a couple weeks ago. It's Father Figure.
Yeah, it's Father Figure by George Michael. And you know what? I have not listened to Father Figure since it came out. I can't remember when it came out, but it was a long time ago.
It was in the 80s, I'm sure.
It's in the 80s. And I just listened to it today after actually recording the song. I didn't listen to the song before recording it. I have it in my head. I know how it sort of went. Then I listened to it today, and it was, oh my God, this song is so slow. It's such a ballady song, right?
Yes, it is.
But our version's totally different. So I was very proud of it. So I'm going to just cue it up here. I'm going to fade down the music. And, your mic's very noisy. It's all sounds like it's background of Afternet or something. So I'm going to cue up. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. So let me just cue it up here. There we go. So this is Porn on Beta's version. I'm just going to play a snippet of it, about a minute and a half of it, because I'm not going to play the whole thing, because you have to wait for it to be released for me to play the whole thing. But this is Porn on Beta's rendition of Father Figure for everyone who's listening today. Gets a little preview treat. Here it goes. Go. There's a little preview of Porn on Beta's new song, Father Figure. Well, not new song, cover.
For everybody but me.
For everybody but Smokehouse, and he has to listen to it in the archives. Or just wait till it comes out.
I don't have to wait.
You have to wait like everyone has. No, that one's not, it's not actually finished. That song is not completely, all the levels are done, so it doesn't get released till that's done.
He always says that. It's not really finished. He doesn't want to put it out yet.
It's not quite.
Patrolling's probably done too. He's just like, it's not ready.
That's right. I just sit on these things until I finish, feel like releasing. Yeah, right. Working on these things forever and ever. It takes so long.
I know.
So it's, what is it, time for, I think I did everything. Oh, how does everyone do for TV turnoff week? Did anybody try and not watch TV for a whole week?
I don't remember if I watched TV or not.
For people who don't watch TV, it's kind of hard for them to remember. It's like, did I pass by a television and see one or something? Wondering if anybody tried that. Just post in the IRC and see. Let me know how you did there. Or you can wait till I probably did,
but I always turn my TV on at predetermined times.
Oh, okay.
You know, other than that, it's off.
Oh, I see. You don't just turn it on to waste time then?
No.
Oh, that's good. That's good. It's time for email, and guess what? I've got it queued up this week.
Kick ass.
1, 2, 3, 4. Email is awesome. Email is weird. Email is awesome. And email is weird. I'll never forget the way it was. Girl.
There we go. Smokey just has to sit in silence and wait for my cue.
It's all about cues when you're 2,400 miles away.
It's all about the cues. You're doing pretty damn good. Oh my god, I got some weird emails. It says, I wanted to praise you for the very good transmitter it made, but I find too often the same music come thus, it am at least with me like that, which I hear each day, any week, month, long, the same titles around same time. Greet from Germany, Caesar.
That's awesome.
You rock, Caesar. You rock so hard.
It's like 2 weeks in a row we got an email from a guy named Caesar.
Is it?
Yeah, unless it's the same guy.
I didn't even notice that. Oh, well. It's good stuff anyway.
Oh, yeah. The last one was from somebody from Mexico. His name was Caesar.
Oh, okay. Caesar's everywhere. One in Germany, one from Mexico. This next one is just bizarre. I couldn't even believe it. I don't even know what it means, but I'm gonna...
What he's talking about.
You don't have a clue either, eh?
I tried. I really did. I'm like, even Babblefish is going, what the fuck?
Yeah, I posted this in the IRC, I think, yesterday or this morning. And they were like, what? That made my head hurt. It's from Dane. Hey, I like Rant Radio because it is not teased by anyone because people with money are about to fucking realize that they can't control smart, outgoing people like Jay and the team that want to explore the universe with their minds. And what's with Mila Jovovich? If I wanted to model and wear some chains, sing, I could be the exact opposite of 50 Cent, and I'm white. People would like it, but that is propaganda. I know dating pressure. I want the big hormone, too. Well, actually, I have it now, and I want to be like Jay and write for Rant Radio. Can you meet me? I'll save up, and when I finish school, I'll let you dogs know. K, hey, Jay, send me your feedback, KKK. And by the way, cameras and friends are awesomer than TMNT. Hey, whatever happened to the Beastie Boys? Can Jay rap?
Okay, I know what TMNT is.
I know that. And I remember, I know dating pressure, I want the big hormone. I know that's from a rant that Sean did.
Yeah.
Wait until the big hormone kicks in. And Jay, I don't know what the hell he's talking about with Jay.
I don't know who Jay is.
Or how
did we hire somebody I haven't met yet?
Not that I remember, no. Or Mila, what does Mila Jovovich or have to do with anything?
I know who she is. I don't know what she has to do with anything. She was that redhead in The Fifth Element.
That's right. Very nice. Very nice.
I'm quick on my feet.
But the rest of it, no idea. But it was fun to read.
Oh, sure.
The next one's from David. Anyway, thanks for all the work. Of course, I chopped out some other stuff at the beginning. I really enjoyed the Shoutcast stream at work. I keep listening because it's really refreshing to hear a passionate point of view that is presented in intelligent manner. Please keep up all the good work. I also realize how busy you guys are, so don't feel any obligation to respond. I just wanted to know you managed to convert another drone into someone who is thinking about the world around them and caring a little more about the world my daughter will eventually inherit. Thanks again, David.
That is super cool.
That is so awesome. I love getting email like that.
That somebody thinks we're that good at what we do.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's praise enough for me to continue on doing what I do. We do. Everybody does.
Yeah, we.
We. I won't speak for you then.
As I'm chained to the desk in here doing shit.
This next one I got.
You hate this.
I hate this.
You like it, but you hate it.
That's right. It's hate mail. Hate mail for Rant Speak. So,
yeah.
I'm not going to say the name on the air.
Oh no, no.
It says, "Hey, I know the Jews are pretty fun and funny to talk about. My friends all seem to think so. But last week was a bit much with the Jew talking. Not any real problem, but comparing us to Scientologists was kind of a low blow. I don't mean to try to tell you what to say." But if you would be so kind as to avoid such associations, it would be much appreciated. Thanks in advance. A name withheld.
Okay. This pisses me off. It proves us right because we said, you know, people try to control what we say and then they complain.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what this guy did.
That's right.
And it's not like we said anything bad, okay? And the word Jew is not a slur. It's in the Bible, okay? It's like, Jesus, King of the Jews. And it's like, I don't care if the Jews killed Jesus. Wasn't the same Jews that are alive now. It doesn't make a difference.
Yeah. Germans are different now, too. There were Germans who were bad in the past. They're fine now.
I don't hate all Germans, you know, for what Hitler did. It makes no sense to me. And comparisons, it doesn't matter who compares what to what. Because I could compare Sim to a monkey, but does it make a difference? No.
We were monkeys in the past? I'm sorry for what our monkey ancestors did.
I appreciate your opinion, but am I upset that I offended you? Absolutely not.
Yeah, unfortunately, it did come out of our mouth, and that's usually what we mean when we say say it. I just read a news story that came across in the news, and it happened to coincide with something the Scientologists also did in the past, and we're just reporting the news here.
And if people talk about, you know, the Jewish folk controlling the entertainment industry. And there are a lot of Jewish people in the entertainment industry. And even if they did control it, I don't care.
Yeah. Okay. you take the averages and go, well, most of the people in the entertainment industry are white.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
But they're white, and a lot of them are Jewish, you know, when you look at the names.
Exactly.
Like
exactly.
The producers and all those guys. There's lots of Bergs and Steins and, you know,
but
it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Who cares? We still get movies.
I'm Irish, you know. I go out and get drunk and blow up cars with car bombs. You know, that's what we do. But you don't see me getting all pissed off when people say stuff like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
And the ironic thing about this is we're talking about censorship and controlling things. And he writes an email about telling us to stop doing what we did.
Yeah, could you please not say that?
It was just ironic. And that's
thanks so much, dude.
Yeah. So thank you for the hate mail. We do like the hate mail.
We do, because that means we've really made it.
That's right. We've really made it. Somebody hates us.
We're special.
And you still want me to play what you wanted me to play?
Yeah, I think we should play that.
Okay, this is a rant Sean did, and the intro says he's the leader of cult, but he's not the leader of cult so anymore. He was at the time. Yeah, every time it changes. I just have to put general things on them. I'll fix them all.
Yeah, put them back in the rotations probably, because I think they'd play really well.
Yeah, that was one of my concerns about putting them in rotation, because it says he's the leader of cult on like 90% of them. So
and
I have to redo them.
And we still get stuff about that, too. It's like,
I know.
Go away.
He's not the leader of cult. Go away. We don't want to hear it. Anyway,
we don't even own the domain anymore. It's gone.
Yeah, it's porn domain. So if you want to go there and visit the Russian porn domain, thecult.org, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the cult. Yeah, thecult.org, and you can get your jollies off on thecult.org.
It's not even good porn.
No, it's a bad pop-up page or something. It's awful.
Mm-hmm.
So here is Sean Kennedy talking about racism.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
Racism. Racism is a pretty fucked up thing, you know? You go down to the Old South, what do you got? You got all these guys running around with guns and crosses and lighting shit on fire. Why are they lighting crosses on fire anyway? Hey, shithead, you with the hood, why don't you try taking the hood off, okay? Fuck face, fuck nuts, fuck head. Why don't you try doing that stuff? Like, why exactly are you proud to be white? What's the great accomplishment of your race other than spreading disease? Mind you, I mean, we got all that reverse racism.
Reverse racism.
Wait, there's no such thing. Reverse racism is love. And there's not really enough love happening, is there? No, there's not. No, what we need, in fact, is we need more love, less hate. All these people in Alabama who are so proud to be fucking white, it doesn't mean a goddamn thing. And wait, what happens when people start to augment their bodies? What happens when people start to wet wire? What happens when they begin to enhance themselves? What happens when we wind up with Franken people who want to do what they want to their bodies? Right now, it's only body piercing. You get an earring, you've got a tongue ring, you've got a nipple ring, you've got a nail sticking through your fucking head. Why did you do that? It doesn't really matter. It's their business, their body, their fucking right. They can do what they please. But if we don't get a handle on this racism, the hate, it's going to completely fuck our culture. The time has come, it's past, okay? The KKK, they're dying out, just like the Masons and all the rest of them. They're all fucking dying. Dead fucking Masons, okay? Die. So why is there still racism? Why is this happening? Why are people still all bent up on to do with the color? Because eventually, when we begin to really augment themselves, that's going to totally fuck up our culture unless we can get over it. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
And that was the rant on racism by Sean Kennedy.
Wow, I wondered if I'd lost it, because I was just sitting here quietly. I'm like, wow, this went on for a long time. I don't remember it being that long.
Yeah, well, it just probably seems long sitting in silence.
That's probably true.
And now for the news. And we're all going to bow our heads in silence for Jim Cantalupo.
Don't make fun of the guy.
I'm not.
I mean, it's probably got nothing to do with, you know.
I'm not making fun of him. He's died, and we have to bow our heads.
and stuff.
McDonald's chief dies of a heart attack. McDonald's chairman and chief executive Jim Cantalupo has died of an apparent heart attack in Florida, shocking the company and investors, just as his turnaround strategy was beginning to pay off.
He's not replaceable.
Yeah, no kidding. Cantalupo. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong. 60.
You're not.
Really? Cantalupo.
Or Cantalupo, probably.
Cantalupo. Who died on Monday while attending a franchisee convention in Orlando, came out of early retirement in 2003 to take the helm of the world's largest restaurant after former CEO Jack Greenberg resigned under pressure. Anyway, their new turnaround was their focus on more a healthier food. And
resigned under pressure? How could you fuck up McDonald's?
More grease! We need more grease!
Talk about getting a job on autopilot. Man, if you owned like a McDonald's franchise, you'd be like, talk about easy money.
No kidding.
Holy crap.
Yeah, just push the clown out there. Get him to go to more schools. That'll do it. That'll sell some more burgers.
And McDonald's pays very, very well.
Yes. Anyway, he died. Anarchy in the workplace. Theme park slammed for I Hate Work website. Are you posting these links? No, you're not.
Let me catch up.
You're too tired.
It's hard to talk intelligently and...
I know.
Copy and paste at the same time.
Yeah. Now you know how hard my job was as a sidekick for Sean Kennedy during his years.
Well, you never had a chance to talk. What are you talking about?
That's true. That is true.
You get like you'd have like an announcement. You get like one word out, and then he'd go off for an hour on that word.
Yeah, and then he'd interrupt me and go over for an hour. Yeah. You have taken the first great step. You have taken the first step to a great day out. The welcome website's welcome screen tells visitors. British theme park has been criticized by businesses for launching a promotional ihatework.co.uk website, which they say will encourage people to skip work.
Oh, no, they won't either.
The Federation of Small Businesses said on Wednesday that it was unhappy with Alton Towers in central England. Britain's biggest theme park had used the web address to promote a midweek discount offer, claiming it would spark absenteeism. Do you know a friend in need of a great day out, away from work? Simply email this URL to them and you too can get out of the office and have a great day out on Alton Towers.
Most people are intelligent enough, you know, to go to work every day. At least I would hope so.
Yes. We're actually quite surprised by the number of skivers, work dodgers, we appear to have on park and expect our ihatework.co.uk website to be really popular as a result. It's not up to us to reduce absenteeism. If workers want to take advantage of the midweek deals, why not?
And besides, we all should have learned by now that a website won't make people skip work. What makes people skip work is when like a really cool movie comes out, like
yes, exactly,
Lord of the Rings or Star Wars or something.
That's right.
People skip work.
Or you kind of miss the next day because you went to the midnight showing.
Yeah.
The Federation of Small Businesses, which has more than 185,000 members, said the website promotion is unethical and irresponsible, and added it would be contacting Britain's Advertiser Standards Authority. They're in trouble now. You're trying to bring down capitalism.
Irresponsible on the internet? No.
Never. That must be the first irresponsible website ever, huh? I thought that was just too funny.
You don't have to have like, an ID to get on the internet, so of course there's irresponsible stuff on the internet, you moron.
Yeah, you don't need a license or anything. Anyone's allowed, even the stupidest of people. Like us.
And that's where most of them go.
Yeah, and they all end up at Rant Radio as DJs or listeners.
That's right. The internet is a haven for angry, stupid people.
This one's scary, this next one. How enthusiastic this guy is. Baja Beach Club in Barcelona, Spain launches microchip implantation for VIP members.
That's Baja, by the way.
Oh, did I say Baja?
Yes, you did.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so stupid.
Right.
I know that. I should know that. Baja Beach owner Conrad Chase wanted to do something unique to identify his VIP patrons. Or patrons. Other clubs have special jewelry or keychains, but he was looking for something special. After brainstorming, he came up with the idea to implant his VIP members with Verichip's implantable microchip.
Oh, holy crap.
Alex has spoken many times over the years about how making the chip fun. And how by giving it an elite status, soon entire of young teenagers will be arguing with their parents, demanding that they let them be implanted so they can be in the in crowd.
Super happy fun time chip. Yeah.
The Baja Beach Club and Chase have proved that the trend has started. When I spoke to Mr. Chase this morning, he told me that the implant launch has gotten the international media's attention. He himself was implanted at the media launch of the VIP implant system, along with stars from the Spanish version of the TV show Big Brother, Gran Hermano in Spain. We're the only company today offering human implantable ID technology.
Good, we'll bomb you first.
Yeah, we're good. There's only one to take out. We believe the market opportunity for this technology is substantial, and high-profile successes such as in Spain will serve as a catalyst for broader adoption. The VeriPay shipping event was a huge success, he says. Everyone embraced the electronic payment application. My customers like the fact they do not have to carry around a credit card or ID card with them. With the VeriPay system, they no longer have to worry about their credit cards getting lost or stolen, except for people with ID readers.
Yeah, that'd be a problem. I like my credit card, okay? I like them better than cash.
Oh, yeah.
Cash is a pain in the ass.
The injection... Go ahead.
I don't want to be chipped. That's just...
Oh, that's too scary. The injection will cost, you have to pay for this, $153. As you explained it, the VeriChip is a technology consisting of the implantation of a digital chip under the skin. They interviewed him. What is your motivation in introducing the use of this technology in a location like Baja Beach Club? Two reasons. First is to follow the philosophy of the originality that Baja Beach Club has had from its origination. This is translated. The second is to benefit from its latest, most advanced technology. The placement of the subdermal chip is done with a syringe. Does this implantation method cause any troubles or side effects? The chip is made of glass, totally innocuous, and is implanted by a single-use sterilized syringe.
Screw that.
Conrad, do you think that the VeriChip will have a warm reception? Yes, I know many people who want to be implanted. Actually, almost everybody has piercings, tattoos, or silicone.
Yeah, but they don't, like, tell people where we are, for Christ's sake.
Exactly. Do you have tattoos, piercings, or silicone? No, but I have worn piercings. Maybe one day I'll get a tattoo of the Baja Beach Club logo. In routine daily life, does the chip cause you any trouble? No metal detectors react to it? Ha ha ha, laughs. Lots of people ask me this. It doesn't cause any problems. It doesn't pinch. It doesn't hurt. As far as being detectable by metal detectors, well, maybe, but any Texan button has 10 times more metal than the VeriChip.
Okay, glass does not belong in the human body.
No, it's not supposed to be there. I guess it doesn't react to glass. Because
That's why we bleed, you know, when
you get
glass. This is stupid.
Who implants the chip? The implantation could be done by any person with an ATS title. I don't know what ATS is. And in the Baja Beach, the implantation will be done by a medic. How is it extracted? It is a very simple process, as easy as extracting a small splinter. What advantages will Baja Beach Club client who wants to be implanted have?
It took long enough to get to that, didn't it?
Yeah. What's the advantages, please? You won't have to carry a wallet. By simply passing our reader, the Baja Beach Club will know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And what your credit balance is. From the moment of their implantation, they will also have free entry and access to the VIP area, which will formally open the 25th of March. Is it free for your clients? On the day of launch, we're giving it free to all our VIPs. If I implant myself, will it only be valid at Baja? The objective of this technology is to bring an ID system to a global level that will destroy the need to carry ID documents and credit cards. There it is, folks. The guy even said it.
It's actually there.
It's right there.
Oh,
everyone,
my God.
He wants everyone to get chipped in the world.
Hide under your bed now.
Yeah, so there you go. So that's the end of that. I thought it was important enough to read.
Absolutely.
This next one, Department of Justice strikes at global online piracy. Yeah, good
Pardon
luck.
Pardon me while I laugh.
Law enforcement officials took a swing at international online piracy Thursday in what the U.S. Department of Justice is characterizing as the largest multinational effort ever directed at intellectual property theft. No arrests were made, but 120 search warrants were executed in 27 states and 10 foreign countries. The raids hit groups that specialize in the distribution of pirated work, such as including utility and application software, movies, music, and games, resulted in the seizure of more than 200 computers. According to the Department of Justice, one of the storage and distribution servers seized in the United States contained 65,000 separate pirated titles, which means nothing at all. The purpose of this operation was search and seizure. Brian Sierra of Department of Justice spokesperson told internetnews.com, the normal process is now for our agents to sit down, see what we've got, and to work backwards from there. So let's shoot first and ask questions later.
I think this was done in, like, they raided a bunch of colleges and stuff, and the places that have, like, just enormous amounts of, like, pirated media in one place.
That's right. Yeah, well, it's the easiest to go after, right?
If you do that, you're. I don't want these people to get caught, but if you do it that way, you're begging to get caught.
Yeah. In the past 24 hours, working closely with our foreign law enforcement counterparts, we have moved aggressively to strike at the very core of international online piracy world, Ashcroft said in his statement.
Everybody loves John Ashcroft.
That's right. This next one I'm pretty excited about because with this technology that doesn't exist yet, but it's very cool and it's very easy to do. You can listen to Rant Radio anywhere.
That would be
this
like so awesome.
So cool. Firms prep Wi-Fi internet radio tuners. RegKit Watch Wi-Fi is not only freeing up notebook and PDA users to connect to the internet from anywhere in your home. Yeah, or outside where there's another Wi-Fi point. It's also making internet radio work almost like the real thing. British startup Resivera is currently pitching a standalone net radio receiver to a variety of consumer electronic companies, ISPs, and network providers, while Cisco's WLAN subsidiary Linksys is preparing a new version of its wireless Beam Media adapter that can pump your favorite online stations into your living room. Or near a Wi-Fi point.
somebody actually tried a standalone radio thing for internet radio a couple years ago.
Oh, really?
And it failed miserably.
It's because you can't make money from it, because internet radio is free. So they can make money with a product. And yeah. I thought this is so awesome. This is so cool. I would love this. I mean, just you can
have it like in your car.
Yeah, plug it into the lighter, like at one of these portable things. Plug it into the lighter and get one of those adapter. You can put into your car stereo, and you got Ram Radio downtown in your car driving around.
I wish we could be on satellite radio. I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Well, I did do an application to what's that big one? It has an X in its name.
XM
or something. Yeah, and they said, no, we don't have a genre for industrial or we're full and blah, 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 right?
And they have a genre for talk, though.
Ah, well, maybe I'll apply to them again. That would be
give
very
it a shot.
Yeah, we'll give it a shot. We need to probably get some more shows or get our rotation in order first before we apply.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Before we apply to that. Like, the industrial station can easily go on there.
Oh, absolutely. Because
that's well-rounded out. But, I'd love to get the talk on there.
Yeah. They're just like, we don't like industrial music. It's scary. So, no.
And the good thing is that XM would fit right in because they don't have commercials, I think, right?
That's you can get commercial-free. Like, they have commercial-free talk and stuff like that.
See? So it fit right in. Not even anything needed to change.
You think they would take all the programming that they could get because they're losing money hand over fist.
That's right. A lot of people would listen to the station. This next one, JPEG worth 1,000 words, and I subtitled the new business model for failing IT companies. These days, everyone in the established commercial sector is suing everyone else or thinking about it, and the latest to get in on the act is compression labs. Remember when it would take literally hours to download digital images because of the size? Then along came technologies called JPEG, short for Joint Photographic Experts Group. which with compression abilities that allowed images to be seriously reduced without losing definitions. Forgent News Networks owns Compression Labs, which turn owns the patent on JPEG, and now Compression Labs is suing a whole raft of companies for infringing on their patent. Forgent has initiated litigation against 31 companies, and these are big companies, because everything uses JPEGs. Everybody. Every website, yeah, every company for distribution.
I mean, that's what I use in every website you do. Everybody uses JPEG.
Exactly.
You never see GIFs anymore than that. It's all JPEG.
Yeah, and GIFs actually recently cracked down on websites and stuff as well. Programs for illegally using their technology, compression technology. So now the people who own JPEG are getting into the action as well. The new business model for the new millennium is to create something that's really, really, really cool, patented, of course, and don't say anything until it's totally taken over, and then just sue everyone for using it. Sound good? Yeah.
That's how this country works. I mean, this country, we live on litigation.
Oh, it's the only way to make money, really, right?
There's no jobs now, so we have to sue each other.
That's right. Wait and see who makes good from your product, and don't say anything until they're really big, and then sue the biggest ones. Adobe here, they got Apple, Canon, just go down the list. Take a look at the website that was posted. It's so crazy.
I imagine they'll go after Adobe pretty hard.
Oh, for sure. They got the money, right?
That's everything they do, you know?
Oh, and the band in the background, people made some comments. It's Minerve, M-I-N-E-E-R-V-E, and Smokey can't hear it. And this is the album is Breathing Afternoon. Sorry, Breathing Avenue. It's late for me or something, too.
That's fine. I don't mind not hearing it. I can listen to it whenever I want.
That's right. You know? It's kind of laid back and relaxing kind of music. This next one's very scary. DHS wants system to identify suspicious activity. The Homeland Security Department has invited proposals for new software that would take a candid camera-like approach to identifying criminal or terrorist activity. The department's Homeland Security Advanced Research Projects Agency, yes, people who brought you the internet, plans to spend $5 million on two projects for automating scene understanding. And what scene understanding is, technology detects telltale signs of crime or terrorism.
Okay.
Yeah, automatic terrorism detection. Thereby reducing the burden on personnel assigned to monitor closed-circuit television cameras and other sensors in places such as airports, seaports, transportation hubs, and border crossing points. According to the information pamphlet issued, seeks to exploit advances in scene understanding that the Defense Department has funded as part of its drive for battle space awareness. I don't know what that is. Procurement seems to develop technologies that will help law enforcement officers use an increasing array of sensors, including TV, radar, seismic systems to recognize unusual criminal or terrorist activities, reduce the cost of security networks. Here's the good one. Wants scene understanding systems that can reduce images of thousands of objects, tracks, events, and other data to a few items of interest, alert security workers to the suspicious developments, and alert security workers to suspicious developments. So, they want cameras everywhere. They want to be able to identify faces, movements, things that are out of the ordinary, and report them automatically.
It's like, this scenario is in violation of the Terrorism Act. Like,
yep.
You can't do these things in this order.
So as soon as they got this in, and then all they have to do is bring in instant justice and just start throwing people in jail automatically for, our computer has detected you're a terrorist. You're going to jail.
Yeah, Judge Dredd's coming down very, very soon.
Exactly. They already have a way to get into people's houses without a search warrant. And now they don't even need to figure out whether it's a crime or not. A computer will do that for them. So their computer will alert them, very similar to the Minority Report, except they won't be able to see in the future. They'll just sort of see now.
You know, I have not seen that movie. I have to see it.
It's frightening on so many levels.
Is it good, though?
Yeah, it's really good. It is good. Somebody bought it for me. I wasn't going to buy it. It's not buying good, but it's definitely watching good. It's very scary corporate future. Very scary. It's my name.
Go ahead. You weren't going to buy it because it was a so-so movie or because you put money in Tom Cruise's pocket?
A little bit about Tom Cruise's pocket, so we can talk more about Scientology whenever he gets a chance.
Yeah.
So, no, that's one of the reasons I didn't want to buy it. I don't think I have any Tom Cruise movies, except for that one, but it was bought for me. But it's my nightmare future of corporate rule. Oh, my God, it's awful. The Walmart myth. Not that I'm obsessed with... This is written by somebody else. Not that I'm obsessed with Walmart, but there are two new nuggets worth noting in the saga of economic evil empire. First, got some attention in the press. Voters in Inglewood, California, rejected an initiative that would have approved the retail's giant plan to open up a mega store in the community that would have covered an area the size of 17 football fields. Using the ballot initiative process, Walmart tried to bypass politicians who passed an ordinance limiting the size of big retail outlets. On this point, what got missed is an analysis of the vote results. To put the measure on the ballot in the first place, Walmart successfully collected more than 6,500 signatures through a front group called Citizens Committee to Welcome Walmart to Inglewood. And spent $1 million on the campaign.
Do you realize how big 17 football fields is?
It's
a mile. It's a mile.
A football field's a mile? Or 17 football
17
fields?
17 of them is a mile.
Oh my God. That's huge.
Yeah.
They spent $1 million on the campaign, including hiring advertising and marketing firm which produced materials and commercials to bombard the local residents. One second. Yet after all the votes were counted, only 4,575 residents voted for the Walmart-backed measure, while 7,000 voted against it. A resounding defeat. So there you go. The public can have a say in what goes on in the corporate world. So it totally backfired on them. Ha ha ha, Walmart. No big store taking over big, huge store in Inglewood, California for you.
I want a Walmart store a mile long.
Because you need them a mile long.
I think it's funny that, you know, I apply at Walmart like once, and then we just talk about Walmart constantly.
It's great.
And I worked there for like 3 hours, you know?
Hey, whatever gets them in the news. Of course, it's bad news from us. Yeah, it is funny. Because, yeah, we didn't talk about them. We would have talked about them anyway. They're a favorite target of mine.
That's all right.
The next one. This is from Scotland. Pupils get smart with clocking in card. This is slanted very the opposite way of how I'm going to read it. The dreary ritual of taking the class register will be consigned to the education history books by a Scottish school later this year. St. Thomas of Aquin's High School in Edinburgh will become the first in the country to replace the age-old biro ticks on graph paper with a sophisticated new clocking-in system based on ID swipe cards. Oh, they haven't heard of the new one where you don't even need a swipe card. They're trying it out in the clubs. It's trendy. It's in. Educational chiefs say the system will allow them to monitor truancy rates much more effectively, as well as freeing up precious time for teachers. If it proves successful, pupils across Scotland will be clocking into lessons within a few years. However, civil rights organizations have criticized this latest development in the use of ID technology as just another step down the road towards compulsory identity cards for all. Several schools have already issued pupils with electronic photo cards which can be used for a range of services from paying for food in the canteen to taking out library books.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah. Well, the library books are fine and stuff like that, but it's coming. It's so close.
Yeah.
All these stories, we read them every week of ID, universal ID, tracking everywhere. It's scary. And it's totally coming. Bit by bit, they're making it trendy, they're making it useful, they're making it more an easier way to live your life. But it's more the big database in the sky, and Big Brother is tracking every move you make, and you make one wrong move.
This is kind of a hard one, though, because they've always tracked who's in school and who's not.
Oh, yeah.
So it's hard to tell where to draw the line on that one.
But the thing is, they put it in the schools. and then they just go, oh, well, they've already got the ID cards in the schools. Why don't we just use the same technology for malls and movie theaters? And
did you have an ID card when you were in high school?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yes, I did, actually.
I did, too.
Yeah, it didn't have a magnetic strip on it. It didn't have a barcode on it. It just had my picture and my name. Actually, did I have one?
I put somebody else's picture on mine.
Did you?
Yeah, they never looked at them anyway.
No, I don't think I ever presented it once. It was just something that they gave out because who knows? I don't even know why they gave them out. We never use them. But they're going to use them now. And you just watch how... it gets more and more scarier as they're used more and more places.
Am I looking at this right? Is this format 17 pages long?
19 on my screen.
We might as well just say this show's 2 hours long because there's no way. Because we never get started with the news until like 45 minutes into it.
Well, I'm on page 12.
I'm not complaining. I'm just making a comment.
Yeah, I know. We say it's an hour, and then if we do overruns, it's all cool.
Of course it's okay. I just comment.
Yep. And we run the station so we can go over our time.
We can do what we want.
That's right. Oh, no. The RIAA withdraws prosecution amnesty so we can't be judged criminal-free by the RIAA anymore.
Oh, no.
They've withdrawn it. Oh, and I didn't even sign up for their crap.
Fuck you.
The recording industry... I love how they abbreviate this. The recording industry ass of America... They always abbreviate it like that. Will no longer offer an amnesty to online music sharers who confess to their crimes. Of course, this is from the Register, so they always amp it up. So reveal papers filed with the U.S. court last week in response to legal action brought against the RIAA, the Winona Daily News reports. The organization, which represents major music recording companies in the U.S., wants the lawsuit against it dropped because the amnesty scheme, which prompted the action, is no longer operational. The RIAA launched the Clean Slate scheme last September. It offered to indemnify anyone who admitted to sharing music against future lawsuits that it might instigate, provided they offer up a written testimony that they would no longer share music without the permission of the copyright holder.
I mean, listen closely as no one gives a shit.
Exactly.
Because every lawyer worth his salt said, do not do this.
Yeah, and they're like, don't. You're signing away rights that you don't even know that they're yours or not. Oh,
yeah,
it's crazy.
Like...
The RIA has concluded that the program is no longer necessary or appropriate and has voluntarily withdrawn it. The RIA lawyers told the court... The reason the public have received sufficient education to know that sharing music is wrong, apparently. Oh, and almost no one is now taking up the RIA up on its offer. Only 1,108 people have sought amnesty.
I mean, this carries about as much weight as when Puff Daddy changed his name for the 13th time.
Yeah, nobody really cares anymore.
Nobody cares.
Whoever is the head of RIA now, I know it's not Hillary Ross.
Clock up the
whatever.
Court system and go home.
Yeah. Hollywood's new lesson for campus file swappers. Hollywood is poised to up the ante against its war against file swappers with new technology that could make it easier to remove suspected pirates from campus networks. Movie studios, record labels, and technology companies have been testing the system for months, according to sources familiar with the project, known as the Automated Copyright Notice System. The technology promises to make copyright enforcement easier on peer-to-peer networks, saving schools and internet service providers time and money. The ACNS allows them to automatically restrict or cut off internet access for alleged infringers on notice from a record label or movie studio.
Okay.
Nice. So another thing saying a computer tells us that you're doing illegal things... Your rights have been suspended.
Stay in your dorm room.
Stay in your dorm rooms. Remain calm. For example, universities using ACNS could instantly send notices of copyright infringements to students by email and restrict their network access until they have removed the alleged file. Though not specifically ACNS, a similar system is set to go live Monday at University of California at Los Angeles, one of the nation's largest universities with 37,500 students. Now, what? How to mess over the system?
This is too easy to give around.
I know. Just start sharing anything labeled like something else, and have yourself talk in the MP3 saying, "I'm not a criminal," and like name it the same as like Madonna's song or something, and see what happens.
I mean, and I just don't keep
and
stuff on the computer
them.
That long either.
Exactly.
That's what CDs are for. They're cheap.
So there's another very, very scary thing, and we'll just scroll down. Actually, that took 3 pages, so don't fret. this one's good. It's from the Drudge Report, so take it with a grain of salt. I haven't done any research on it.
He's a crack monkey.
Yeah, he's a crack monkey. New campaign ads are being tested on how they will affect blood flow in the brain. The New York Times is planning to report on page one's Tuesday. Newsroom sources tell Drudge how New York Times reporter John Tierney has filed a 11,100-word story on possible future of campaign strategy development. A subject lay inside an MRI machine, watching commercials play on the inside of his goggles as neuroscientists from UCLA measured the blood flow inside his brain. Instead of asking the subject, a Democratic voter, what he thought of the use of September 11th images in the first Bush campaign commercial this year, the researchers noted which part of his brains were active as he watched, and that they were different from the parts that lit up earlier tests with Republican voters. The researchers don't claim to have figured out either party's brain quite yet, since they haven't finished this pioneering experiment. But they have already
waste of tax money.
This is so silly. But they have already noticed intriguing patterns in the way Democrats and Republicans look at candidates. Researchers zeroed in on 9/11 images and their particular effect among Democrats on the amygdala, the part of the brain that responds to threats and danger. Tested Democrats responded to September 11th images with notably more activity in the amygdala than did Republicans. The first interpretation that occurred to me, one scientist concluded, that the tests tell New York Times is that the Democrats see the 9/11 issue as a good way for Bush to get reelected, and they experienced that as a threat. Or maybe they just experienced Bush as a threat.
this is such bullshit.
I know.
It's complete and utter bullshit. Because, I mean, being a Democrat and a Republican isn't like a chemical thing in your body. It's sort of like a personal choice.
Oh,
because you could...
They're different. They're different. They're inherently, they're born different.
They're different.
They can't help themselves. They're chemically different, their brains.
I don't know what the hell this is about. It's good to know that we pay all this money in taxes here in the States, and it goes for shit like that.
Yeah, so we can do testing for better commercials for you. Isn't that wonderful? The Electronic Frontier Front... Did I say that right? The Electronic Frontier Foundation launched a campaign on Monday to overturn several patents that it says are having a chilling effect on public and consumer interest. At least somebody is fighting against these things. In a white paper posted to its website, the Civil Liberties Group targeted 10 patents in particular, including one awarded to Amazon.com for one-click shopping. Thank God. And another awarded to California lawyer Lawrence Lockwood for online credit card payments. Yeah, like those are new ideas. Two patents are frequently cited by critics of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office as an example how patents can do more harm than good for the software industry. Blah, blah, blah. It goes on. So yeah. Thank you, Electronic Frontier Foundation, for fighting for our rights to actually innovate, I mean, rather than people just suing the pants off everyone for every single little thing they think is brand new for people.
Yeah. Yeah. I really admire the EFF, too, because, I mean, just to go out and spend the time to work on stuff like this.
Oh, I know.
Because it's like the most laboring, boring shit on the planet.
Yeah, fighting against patents. Now, how exciting can that be, really, huh?
That and, you know, protecting file sharers and all that. So, you know, God bless those people, because they're the kind of person that I guess I would say I am not. Because
yeah.
I wouldn't have the patience for such things.
Yeah, it's tough to dedicate your life to just doing that kind of thing, but they have some conviction, those people. Which is nice. Well, we dedicate our life to our own things.
Yes.
Schools raided by FBI and pirating crackdown. Federal agents in Phoenix and elsewhere in the country raided schools and other targets in national crackdown on pirated music, CDs, and movies. Thank you to the government for protecting us from the criminals again. Paid by our tax dollars to protect the corporations. Agents poured through data and records at a computer command center for the Deer Valley School District in Northwest Valley and blocked the office from the public. It was among other places in Arizona and quite a few other states which sealed search warrants were served. The raids came on the same day the Justice Department officials in Washington announced the creation of the new Intellectual Property Tax Force. To step up copyright enforcement. Oh, my God.
Boy.
Some of the stolen copyright material being sought in the raids is suspected as being distributed from overseas sources. Ooh. The raids
suspected?
Are, yeah.
Suspected?
It's always suspected.
Wow. They're really on the ball. Where else do you think it comes from? They have no laws over there.
Yeah.
It's just like...
The raids are reflective of a new effort by the Justice Department to treat copyright enforcement as a higher priority, something that the motion picture and music industry officials have been urging. Agents raided the Deer Valley District's Administration Services Center just south of Deer Valley High School in Glendale at 6 a.m. I think there's an Ice-T song about this. 6 in the morning, police at my door, and stayed most of the day. The site houses the district information services and technology offices, essentially the brains of the district's computer system, said Timothy Tate, district spokesman.
I hope when the cops come for me, they're kind enough to come in the afternoon, because I'm not a morning person.
Yeah, I wouldn't do well at 6 a.m. at all either.
I mean, it's bad enough to have to go to jail, but I mean, to wake you up to take you to jail, that's just rude.
FBI spokesman Paul Bresson would not comment on why federal government was searching at a school district system, and he would not identify the other sites in Arizona or elsewhere that were served with warrants. Bresson refused to comment on the raids at Deer Valley facility and elsewhere and would not say how targets were identified, noting the search warrants were under court-ordered seal. We can't talk about what we're looking for or the nature of the case. Well, that's great.
Hope we're going to get it.
Yep, hope we get our man. So it's a scary world. The corporations are getting more and more power. And it's coming slowly, or not even slowly, it's coming fast, where we're all going to be chipped, and the corporations can bust down your door at any time, and they can't even tell you why they're doing it. Be prepared, it's already here.
It's a snowball that grows exponentially every day.
Yep. And we're the guys who tell it to you because nobody else will. Except for the sites that we just took all these from.
Yeah. But we make it easy for you.
Yeah, we just make it very palatable and all in one
place. We put it all in one place.
Yeah. So we're going to skip the last one because it's not as exciting as the one we just did. And we're going to open up the phone lines to, I think, a couple people who wanted to talk with us.
Okay.
Did you said you had somebody who wanted to talk with us?
Oh, Pierden wants to talk with us again.
Okay.
Somebody told me.
Yeah, he's online. He's right there, so let's do it.
Jibcat did too.
Yeah, so we'll phone up Jibcat as well. Is he still talking? He's still there. He's a little bit behind. It says it's ringing Pierden. Pierden.
Whatever his name is.
Whatever his crazy crackhead name is.
Hello?
Pierden, how's it going?
It's doing good. Can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, because I'm at Mokai's house using his mic.
Oh, it's very clean. Very clean mic.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
So, what's up, dude?
We just went out dumpster diving, actually.
Uh-huh.
Over here, as well as Denium. And Sea Roach was in here as well, except he's asleep now, the faggot.
Nice. So, did you find anything?
Actually, yeah, we did. And for the next episode of Divers, oh my fucking god, you guys. We found
I already told him.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. We found some hamster pellets.
Whoa, good find.
Okay. What are you going to do with those? That's the big question.
We burned some of the hamster pellets.
We smashed it like...
Oh, yeah. About the Jewish thing? I went to a Jewish synagogue on Friday.
And how was that for you?
How was it for me?
Yeah,
it was boring.
Okay.
Well, yeah,
they
just like
thing
pretty.
Where they like had where they were like duck their head down. Everybody had to close their eyes, and then they had like they
That's
were doing that symbol.
Yeah, just like any other kind of religious place. Nice and boring. I mean, I've been to you know, normal Christian church, and I've also been to what is
Catholic?
No, not Catholic. It's people who don't believe in blood transfusions. But...
Oh.
Yeah, the name is escaping me. And don't celebrate any holidays. Anyway, they're both exactly the same. All the religions are pretty boring. So is that it? You found some hamster pellets and you went to a Jewish synagogue?
Mm-hmm.
I also had a Christian rant to me about my religion.
And what is your religion?
What is your religion? That's the big point.
What are you? Come on.
I'm a Satanist.
A Satanist? Yeah, right.
No, seriously. I read the Satanic Bible by Anton LaVey.
Yeah.
LaVey. And also, okay, whatever how it's pronounced. Anyways, I read all of his stuff. It's more of a philosophy than a religion, I think, though.
Yes,
but
it
anyways,
is.
Yeah, the rat me up for Poco is on Saturday. You didn't say that, Sim.
Didn't I?
It's on Saturday.
I thought I said Saturday. Well, it's on Saturday, 6:30 p.m. It'll be in the forums, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they said we have to bring $3 though each.
Why? What's the $3 for?
Not $3. Just buy something for food. Fucking shut up, C-Roach. No, because it's a small, it's really, really small place, right? And they want to try and make money. Just bring money for food, okay?
Okay, I'll bring some money for food then.
Okay, just like pop and all that. Fucking shut up!
Okay, guys.
Our time has come to say goodbye and bye. Okay,
he
he's gone.
On you.
Okay, we're going to talk with Gypcat. Oh, where the hell's Gypcat? He's not on the line. I'm going to give him a try anyway, see if it works. Because even if it says it's offline, it still tries. No, it's not working.
Yeah,
was there one more person that you wanted to phone in? I know Oog just signed up tonight, but it says do not disturb.
I'll disturb him anyway.
Okay. Let's try him. Try Oog anyway. Ringing. I wonder how you can phone him when it says do not disturb. It's kind of weird. Or maybe it just doesn't actually ring the phone. It just kind of does it silently or something.
That could be.
Waiting for Oog. Waiting for
as I sit here and eat crackers.
Actually, I'm pretty hungry, too. I'm going to have to grab something after the show.
This is all I've had today.
Just more crackers. Not much diversity in your meals there, huh?
Not today. I haven't been home all that long and haven't felt all that good.
Oh, Gypcat says he's trying to reconnect. So if anybody else wants to us to call them, please message me in the IRC. And if you want to get on the Skype Rant Radio list, it's Rant Radio. And Skype's at skype.com or something. I sure hope they have something better than hamster pellets for their episode.
I know, it's like...
That's their big find, is hamster pellets.
I know, I was waiting for something like really cool, you know, like maybe a bomb that was, you know...
Yeah,
or something.
A computer or private information on a piece of paper that didn't shred or something like that, right? That's what you're supposed to get from dumpsters.
Hamster pellets. Maybe they're smoking them. Maybe that's why it's a big deal.
Yeah, maybe they smoke the hamster. Well, it sure sounds like it, doesn't it?
They're young. When you get about, you know, 4 or 5 mid-aged teenagers in a room,
yeah.
It doesn't matter what sex they are, they just...
They get all silly.
They get all silly and giggly.
We're old people here. Mm. We're old people bitching on the internet about the youngins.
Well, the new show, the guy that we're getting, he's much older than us, so...
Makes us look good, then, eh?
And he's like 40-something.
Wow.
So...
Okay, well, you know what? Oog's not answering his phone, and Gypcat, if he doesn't come on in the next 5 seconds, we're gonna... Oh, we got a message from Mainframe. Oh, yeah, he's on my list. There we go. And we're ringing Mainframe. Ringing. And if you have dial-up, don't bother going on Skype with us, because, you know, it's not gonna work. It's gonna sound like...
I already have a hard time with Puritan. I think there's the delay between us is terrible.
Hello.
Hello, Mainframe. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I was talking with Jibcat just a few hours ago, and he was online. He got through to me, and we tested it, so I don't know why he's not calling.
Yeah, he's having a little bit of issues right now. He says he's trying to reconnect to Skype, so after this phone call, he may be there. So what's happening?
Oh, not much, just staying up late like Smokey. I don't have a job, so I'm able to stay up late. And I'm just wondering, how did he get the job at the strip joint? I'm sure all of us would like to know.
The majority of my friends are bartenders and things of the sort. So I'm pretty well entrenched in that kind of industry. I spend a lot of time in places where drinking takes place.
I hear you.
I meet a lot of those people.
It's the Irish blood in you, right?
Yes. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, but another bad thing you're saying about you don't like cash, you like credit cards. Well, if you go to a strip joint, where are you going to put the slots?
Hey, man, it wasn't, like I said, it wasn't my money.
You know, okay.
I just spent somebody else's money because there's no way I would go to a strip club and spend $50 because I can't afford it.
Oh, but it's so easy.
it's very easy. You know, it's all about being able to control yourself.
That's true.
It's much nicer not have to worry about it when you're spending somebody else's money. I've never been to a strip club and spent somebody else's money, so it was a good time.
Well, that's all I had really to say.
Okay, cool, because we got some more people who want to phone in. So
cool.
check you later, Mainframe.
Later. Bye.
Oops, I cut him off.
he sounds kind of older.
Yeah, he does. He's got that older sound to his voice. Sounds older than me.
How old are you, Mainframe?
Yeah, just put in the IRC there. I think he isn't. Is he in the IRC? Yeah, he's there. He's just talking to us. I'm assuming that the Antichrist wants to talk to us because she just added to him to the list.
It's 42.
I'm sure it's. Oh, wow. I thought so. Sounded a little bit older. That is very cool.
That's very cool.
Antichrist.
Hello?
Are you on dial-up, Antichrist?
Earth to Antichrist.
It says in progress, so... turn on your microphone.
I love that name, too. That's awesome.
That is a good name. No, Antichrist is gone, so too bad for you. And do we have Jibcat on there? I think Jibcat has... Bit the dust. We'll give Antichrist one more try, just to see if he can turn on his microphone. Yes, turn on your microphone as your. No, he just dropped out again.
Mainframe said he's mentally 16.
Well, that's always good to keep a young frame of mind.
Way to crush my images, dude.
No, Jibcat's not there. So that's it. That's all. We're gone. And, the music stopped, too.
Are we done?
There we go. Yeah, we're done for this week. Sorry we went over a little bit. It's like
I don't
6,
care.
6 in the morning at your place, right?
It's like 2:36 a.m. I'm, like, totally messed up now because I went to sleep for a little while, and I woke up at, like, 8 p.m.
Yeah.
So now I'm, like, totally screwed.
Your sleeping schedule is way off.
It's, like, way backward.
Well, that's fine. You have a lot of time to catch up.
Yeah,
you don't have to go anywhere or have a job or stuff like that.
Believe me, right now I don't want to go anywhere. I've been gone.
You're like, done. Your outings are done. You're finished, huh?
Yeah. I'm done for a few days. Actually, I have to go back there because I left my stuff there.
Oh, crap. No. You left some leave behinds just to get back in the strip club, huh?
Yeah, I couldn't get in there for free anyway.
So that's it. Tomorrow night, it's Tales from the After Now. And on Tuesday, because I don't think we announced this last week, we have repeats of this show.
Yes.
If you can't catch it now, of course you're listening to it.
It's a horrible time.
Yeah, it's on at a horrible time. We know a lot of people can't listen. It repeats Tuesday at noon Pacific time. So that's 8 p.m. GMT time or whatever the hell it is.
And I don't remember who said it, but I was looking in the IRC, and someone said that they are making CD copies of this show.
Oh yeah, that's right. That is. That's very cool. I don't know why you'd want to do that.
I think that's so awesome that people want to give out this show.
That is very cool. I would recommend probably giving out the after now more than our show, but...
Oh, quit calling yourself down, damn it, you ingrate.
Well, I'm glad they like it. I'm glad they like it.
Yeah, it does wonders for the ego.
Yeah, really. It does. And if
especially since we're on when we're on, and people still think it's cool.
That is, that people would stay up. 2 to 3 weeks for patrolling. That's a rough estimate. It's probably going to be longer than that.
Well, of course it will be.
Yeah, of course it will be. And also, after Rantspeak on at noon Pacific time on Tuesday, Tales from the After Now follows it immediately. And it says 1 o'clock in the schedule. It's not going to be 1 o'clock this week, obviously.
Yeah, because I sent you a bunch of schedule stuff yet.
Yeah.
I'm behind.
Because it's an hour and 38 minutes into this show. So it's going to be an hour and 38 minutes after this show that the After Now will play. So just be warned.
Just put approximates up there.
Yeah, so it's kind of approximate. I'll put an APPX or whatever and a little note.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. So there you go. Lots of times, because I know people can't listen to those shows when they're on. So there's some repeats. Just check out the schedule. I'll post the link to the schedule so people can take a look and see all the other wonderful shows that you can listen to on Rant Radio Talk, because there's lots there almost every day. And with this new show, there'll be a show every day except for Saturday.
I might actually move that Bitch Slap show to Saturday.
Oh, really?
Since it's going to be this pre-recorded.
Perfect. Then we'll have a show every day.
It'll be every day.
So Jipcat says he's on, so I'm going to give Jipcat one try. And he didn't work. Too bad. So that's it for our show this week. Tune in next week. Same time, 11 p.m. Pacific time. Late at night.
I'll try to be, healthy.
Oh, you did pretty good.
Well, yeah.
I didn't even notice it.
I started to come around, with about half an hour before showtime.
Actually, you're slurring a lot less than normal.
Really? I noticed that, too.
You're very clearly enunciating all your words. It's quite good. I'm the one who's doing bad this week.
I talk like Sean. I'm in a hurry all the time. Yeah, I noticed that. And I listened to the archives, God damn, I slur too much.
But it's totally clear. Like, everything's good.
Everybody knows what I say anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And Skype doesn't help either.
No, it kind of garbles a bit. It was acting up a little bit this week, but it's been pretty good for us. I'm really happy about the technology. Okay, so that's it for this week. I will play the outro and say goodbye, Smokey.
Goodbye, Smokey.
And goodbye from me.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.